when the Lord returns.
他就那么说你是良善是忠心的仆人。
And then he will say, you are good and faithful servant.
良善因为你明白主的心意。
Good, because you know the heart of the Lord.
忠心因为你忠于神所给你。
Faithful, because you are faithful to what the Lord has entrusted to you.
所以盼望我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能清楚这件事情。
So we hope that all brothers and all sisters, every single one of us, can be clear about this.
当我想到我们侍奉的时候
，When I think about when we serve,
我就想起在撒迦利亚书第四章。
And I remember Zechariah chapter 4.
我们可以看一看。
And we can take a look. Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚他在梦中看见一个异象。
Zechariah saw a vision in his dream.
他睡着了
He was asleep.
但是天使来把他唤醒
But the angel woke him up.
就问他说你看见了什么
The angel asked him, what do you see?
他说
He said,
我看见了一个纯金的灯台
He said, I behold a lampstand all of gold.
顶上有盏灯灯台上有七盏灯
with a bowl upon the top of it and its seven lamps thereon.
每盏有七个管子
and seven pipes to the lamp.
旁边有两棵橄榄树
and two olive trees beside it.
一棵在灯台灯台的右边一棵在灯台的左边
One on the right of the bowl and the other on the left of it.
就是我们今天做领会的
And as we understand today,
他所看见的那个灯台是预表今天的教会
The lampstand he saw is a symbol of the church today.
他有七盏灯
There were seven lamps.
因为七是金丝完全的数目
Because seven is a complete, the number of completeness.
并且他看见有管子碰到那个灯里面
And then he saw pipes going into the bowl.
旁边有两棵橄榄树
And there were two olive trees on the side.
一棵在右边，一棵在左边。
One on the right, the other on the left.
那么，在这张圣经里面
，Now in this chapter，
主也把这个解说告诉了我们。
The Lord also gave us the interpretation.
撒迦利亚，他对于这个灯台他清楚。
Zechariah was very clear about the lampstand.
但是他对于两棵橄榄树。不清楚
But he was not clear about the two olive trees.
因为他看见这两棵橄榄树啊，有管子，有金管啊，把这个金子啊，通到那个灯在里头。
Because he saw these two olive trees have two pipes, the golden pipes that goes into the bowl.
从橄榄树里面。有金子就出来供应这个灯台。
From the olive tree, there is the gold flowing out to supply to the bowl, to the lampstand.
到这个金子啊，通到那个灯台里面去的时候，就变成油。
When the gold flowing into the lampstand, it becomes oil.
这个就是。灯台能发光的原因
And that was the reason why the lampstand can shine and give light.
因为灯台虽然有了
Because even there is the lampstand,
如果没有油的话，
if there's no oil,
它就没有办法发光，
then there cannot be light.
那么这个油从哪里来呢？
Now, where does this oil come from?
是从那两棵橄榄树上来的。
It comes from these two olive trees.
它们从这橄榄树里头产生精子。
And from the out from the olive tree flows gold.
而这些精子到了灯盏里面就变成油。
And when the gold comes into the lampstand, it becomes oil.
金在圣经里面是代表神的生命，神的性情。
Gold in the scripture represents God's life and God's nature.
所以换一句话说，
so in another word,
这两棵橄榄树啊，能产生金子。
These two olive trees can produce gold.
因为有金子组织在它们里面。
Because there was gold, the gold was constituted in them.
它们不是在那里清除橄榄。
And that they are not there to 清除
pour out.
Or pour out. They are not pouring out the olives.
他们是把金子送出来。
They pour out gold.
这两棵橄榄树就是代表两个人。
These two olive trees represent two men.
在当时的时候是撒迦利亚和约拿丹。
And at that time, it was Zechariah and Jonathan.
但是在我们今天，
But today,
是代表神的儿女。
It represents God's children.
在神的儿女里面有金子出来。
And out of the children of God, there's gold coming out.
不是橄榄。
It's not olive.
那是金子
but gold.
不是出于自己
not out of themselves.
那是神放在我们里面
but God has deposited his life in us.
而这些神的生命到了那个灯在里面就变成油
and this life of God when it enters into this lampstand it becomes oil.
就供应这一个灯台发光。
It supplies to the lampstand to give light.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
就是我们今天所领会。
Now, according to what we can understand today,
如果这个金灯台是代表教会，
if this golden lampstand represents the church,
我们如果看启示录第二章、第三章，
if we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
在第一章里头告诉我们，七个教会就是七个金灯台。
In the first chapter of Revelation, it says the seven churches are the seven lampstands.
但是这里你所种的是两棵橄榄树。
But here in Zechariah's picture are two olive trees.
灯台是有了。
There is the lampstand.
灯台也有了。
And the lamps are there too.
但是油从哪里来呢？
Where is the oil?
教会当我们的主在地上的时候，
The church when our Lord was on earth,
在他工作快要结束的时候，
Now, toward the end of his work,
他就把他的心意对他的门徒讲。
Now he expressed the things in his heart to his disciples.
在马太十六章告诉我们，
In Matthew 16, it tells us,
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I will build my church on this rock.
阴府的权柄不能胜过它。
The gate of hell cannot prevail against it.
所以你就看见主的心愿只要得着他的教会。
So we see that the heart of the Lord is to obtain his church.
但是当主第一次来的时候
when the Lord came the first time,
恐怕你读圣经的时候觉得很稀奇。
Maybe when you read the Bible, you wonder,
为什么我们的主出来做工？
why when our Lord came out to work?
但是到处都碰到的，不是瞎眼就是瘸腿。
Now wherever he went, he met those who were blind or those who were lame.
不是瘫痪的，就是死掉的。
Now some of them died, some of them paralyzed.
按照约翰福音来看，
According to John's Gospel,
主到地上来是来寻找他的信徒。
The Lord came to the earth to look for his bride.
但是信徒在哪里呢？
But where is the bride?
他说碰到的都是残缺不齐的人。
Whom he met were those who were paralyzed, who were
defiled.
So the work of our Lord when he first came,
就是做准备的工作，
was to prepare.
他要拯救我们这些死在罪恶过半中的人。
And he wants to save us who have been died in death, in sins and transgressions.
他在那里预备材料，
he prepared the material.
到了五旬节的那一天，
when it comes to the Pentecost,
到圣灵降临，
when the Holy Spirit came down,
那一天就是教会开始的时候。
And that day was the first day of the church.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
在这2000多年来，
now all these 2000 years,
是教会在被建立的时候。
It is the time when the church was being built.
是灯台发光的时候。
It is supposed to be the lampstand shining.
因为这个世界是一个黑暗的世界。
Because the world is a dark world.
需要有光能照亮。
It needs light to shine upon it.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
今天教会里面缺少油。
But today in the church, there's a lack of oil.
原因是因为缺少供应。
The reason is there's a lack of supply.
如果我们在主面前不肯受主的对付，
if we are not willing to be dealt with by the Lord,
我们只能产生橄榄，
we could only produce olives.
没有办法叫灯台发光，
we could not make the lampstand glow.
但是感谢上帝，
but we thank and praise the Lord.
像我们昨天所说的，
as we said yesterday,
圣灵就在我们里面工作，
the Holy Spirit works in us,
要把我们己的生命置于死地，
to put to death our self-life,
好叫基督的生命在我们里面能长大，
that the life of Christ can grow in us,
而基督的生命能从我们里面出来，
and also the life of Christ can come out from us.
这就是镜子，
and this is the goal.
这就是油，
this is the oil.
这样能供应这个灯台，
then there is supply to the lampstand.
叫灯台能发光，
that the lampstand, the lamps can shine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
教会有没有见证？
Whether the church has testimony,
每一个神的儿女都有责任。
It is the responsibility of every brother, every sister.
我们不要怪少数的人，
and do not blame those few.
我们要看见我们每一个人有我们的责任。
We have to see every one of us has our responsibility.
如果我们大家都能同心合意，
if we can have all one, we all have this one mind, one understanding,
把神在我们里面所积蓄的倾倒出来，
that what God has already deposited in us can be poured out,
这个灯台就能发光荣耀主的。
Then the lamps can shine and glorify the name of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我感觉这个责任是我们每一个人要起来担负。
I feel this is the responsibility every single one of us has to bear.
我们不能怪少数的人，
we cannot blame just a few,
因为我们应当全体起来服侍主。
Because all of us together have to rise up and serve.
我们相信这是神的旨意。
And we believe this is the will of the Lord.
今天早晨是我最后一次说话。
And this morning, this is my last session to speak.
我的心里非常沉重。
I was heavy.
我不知道在过去几天我们听了神许多的话。
Last few days we have heard much from the Lord.
究竟我们接受了多少？
How much have we received?
究竟我们在神面前有没有蒙光照？
Have we been shined upon before the Lord?
今天早晨当我在神面前的时候，
This morning when I wait before the Lord,
我里面有一个感觉，
There is a feeling in me.
我们常常为年轻的人祷告，
Oftentimes we pray for the young men.
盼望年轻的人能听见主的声音。
We pray that the young could hear the voice of the Lord.
但是今天早晨神在我里面给我一个感觉。
But this morning, God has given me a feeling.
我们不能忽略年长。
We cannot neglect those who are old.
实在说来，我们的需要不比年轻的人少。
And in reality, our need is more than the young men.
我们已经信主很久，
We have believed in the Lord for many years.
听了许多神的话。
We have heard much from the Lord.
甚至于能说。
Even we can talk ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们今天在神面前究竟怎样？
What is our true condition before the Lord?
我们是不是因为长久了就依靠自己？
Is it because we have been with the Lord for so long, therefore we depend on ourselves?
还是我们还是心血活泼在主的面前？
Or are we still fresh and vibrant before the Lord?
看见我们自己一无所有，一无所能。
And see that we have nothing, absolutely nothing.
我觉得年长的人的需要比年轻人的需要更大。
I feel those, all those of us who are old have even more need than the young.
成型了。好像要叫我们变成心血在神面前。
Now, it is very hard for us to become fresh again before the Lord.
我这个话是对我自己说的。
I'm speaking to myself.
常常有人说，你能活得那么久。
Oftentimes people say you live so long.
好像是一个祝福的话。
As if it's something of a blessing.
但是在我自己来说。
But just for myself.
我常常说神让我活得那么久。
I often think that the Lord let me live so long.
因为我学得那么慢。
Because I learned so slowly.
我需要更多的时间。
I need more time.
来学习神。
To learn.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神面前有极大的需要。
Dear brothers and sisters, every single one of us has great need before the Lord.
当我们念哥林多后书第四章的